Welcome to Two Man Blitz with Ken.
And Steven.
Steven, that's right. It's Steven, my brother. We got a special guest today helping us out on our podcast. Emilio, unfortunately, had some stuff he had to do. And we really wanted to put out an episode, especially because the Super Bowl is just hours away. The biggest game of the year. We had to put out an episode before the game started. And here we are, hours away. One of the topics that we want to do cover is the Super Bowl predictions itself. You know, who's going to win, who's going to be the MVP, and what the score is going to be. I'm going to talk about a little bit of the experience I had with one of my favorite teams, the Falcons, a few years ago. And I think everybody in this earth knows how that ended up turning out to be, sadly. But I will cover that a little bit just to kind of give you some perspective on the Chiefs fans and the 49er fans. Not that they haven't been there before, but, you know, just to give you a little perspective there. Wanted to talk about Kobe Bryant's death and what that means to us, to me. I know Steven, he grew up as a young kid watching him, so I know he has some thoughts on him. And top three animes, Steven, he's an anime expert, I will call it, and he's going to give us some insight on his top three animes. I think I've covered them before in the past, but I will have an updated list because I've watched a little more, and we'll just roll with that. So it ain't going to be nothing too long. Stick around and join us. This is Two Man Blitz. All right, Super Bowl 54 predictions. What do you think, Steven? Who do you think is going to win just right off the bat?
I'm biased towards Chiefs.
So Chiefs. I got you Chiefs. Going Chiefs? Yeah, I'm going Chiefs as well. I think Mahomes is clearly well above all quarterbacks playing right now. He has it going on. Garoppolo has been just his game manager guy. And Garoppolo's good. The 49ers are good, but I just really don't think they got what it takes to beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs are just playing top ball right now. I mean, come on, guys. You saw what happened to the Texans. They were down 24-0. They could have easily given up. They could have easily just said, fuck it, we lost. We'll be back next year. Hell no. What did they do? They fucking dropped a 50-burger on the Texans. I mean, a 50-burger. I'm not trying to rub it in by no means, guys. You know that I'm a Texans fan as well. But come on, man. I mean, you cannot discount these guys. I mean, they have a heart. Andy Reid has been chasing his Super Bowl for a long time. This would cement his legacy in the NFL. I think he's always been a really good coach, and he just cannot get over the hump, right? Kyle Shanahan, he was part of, you know, being offensive coordinator for the Browns. He was offensive coordinator for the Falcons. He was at one point actually offensive coordinator for the Texans as well. And he's always done really, really good. All his offenses, for the most part, have been good. With the Browns, not so good. But, I mean, come on, it's the fucking Browns. They ain't got no talent. But he's always been real good. You saw what happened with the Falcons. I mean, he led Matt Ryan to be an MVP back in 2016. So he is a hell of a coach. And I don't want to underestimate the 49ers. It sounds like that's what I'm doing, but I just really, really strongly believe Mahomes is going to have a lights-out game. He should have gotten in last year to the Super Bowl. The Patriots actually beat him, and I do believe that he's going to go nuts, man. He really is. What do you think of Mahomes? You think he's going to do good today?
I think he will, yeah. I mean, what is it? He won MVP last year, right?
Yeah.
So I think he still got it. And yeah. What, Tyreek's still playing?
Tyreek's still playing, yeah. He'll.
I feel like he's going to have a field day today, I feel.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if I Sherman mean, even tries to match up on him, it's done.
That's fucking Sherman slow ass. He's slow. I mean, I know, but
He's good, but he's his speed is
good. Yeah. I think. And the thing is that the Chiefs, they have a lot of speed, especially at that wide receiver position. So they have Tyreek Hill, and then they have Mecole Hardman, that's the rookie. He's freaking fast. And then they still got Sammy Watkins, which, you know, I think he's like a little glass cannon. He kind of reminds me of Will Fuller. Will Fuller, he'll make big plays and then he'll fucking miss the rest of the game, like, because he fucking tweaked his ankle or something. And so that's the only reason that I, you know, I'm skeptical about Sammy. But dude, just right there, that's a lot of fucking speed. And I don't think the 49ers are gonna keep up with that. I mean, I don't see it. Predictions, I would say the score. I say 31-17 Chiefs, and I don't think this game's gonna be close, because I think Mahomes is gonna want to put the pedal down and really rack on those points, and then I think at that point I don't think Garoppolo's thrown enough in these playoffs to really win. I know that he can do it. I just don't think he has it to really come back and really push a challenge to these Chiefs. I think Super Bowl 54 champions will be the Chiefs. That's what I think. Hmm. But anyway, I'll give you some insight on the Falcons Super Bowl whenever they were in there, back in Super Bowl 51. That's 3 years ago, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it seems like it was just yesterday, and it seems eternal for me. You guys know, if you really know me, you know that I'm a Falcon fan. I was born on just the outskirts of Atlanta. And even though it sounds silly, right, I never actually been there as a grown man, as a teen or whatever, that is actually what got me into sports. My stepdad, which is Steven's dad, he was always big into sports. And he was like, hey, you know, you should watch sports and stuff. And I wanted to root for the Houston teams and stuff, but I said, well, hell, what was I born? Well, I was born in Atlanta, right? So I always was an Atlanta fan. Became a Falcon fan, Hawk fan, Brave fan, all that good stuff, right? So I've been a Falcon fan for a long-ass time. Really, when I remember, it was like around 10, 11 years old. It was right before they drafted Mike Vick, and you guys know how that went. So I always been super fan. And I wasn't never just a wagon fan or whatever you want to call it. And, dude, the stage could not have been set better. Living in Houston, Texas, pretty much all my life, the Super Bowl 51 being held here in Houston, and it just so happens that my favorite team that I followed all my fanhood, right, for the NFL, got to the Super Bowl. I mean, it was like a Cinderella story almost, right? And man, it still kind of, it hurts, man. I'm opening up some deep wounds here. And I remember watching the game, like before the game, they said, oh, you know, Patriots, they were the favorites and the Falcons were the underdogs. I always believed the Falcons were going to win. That was such a magical season. They had one of the top 10 offenses in history, right? In history, not just for that year, in history. There's a reason Matt Ryan, why he won the MVP. I mean, it was an amazing offense, and they were kicking ass, and I thought, man, they're going to beat these Patriots. And as the game started, that's the way it seemed. They were doing good. They scored. They went up 21 points. They ended up intercepting Tom Brady for a pick six. So, man, at that point, I was feeling good. Steven was there. He knows I was freaking excited, man. And I didn't think they were going to win right then and there, because I've always been real skeptical. I hate to be that guy that's jumping up and fucking down, like screaming his lungs out, and then the team ends up losing. So, yeah, I was happy. I was excited. But I was just like, man, I'm waiting for fourth quarter, 0-0, for them to win. Until that happened, that's when I was going to be happy. And I remember one of my buddies told me, hey, you know, this one guy texted me, I bet you're watching the Super Bowl with Kendall, right? He said, yeah. He said, man, he must be so, so fucking happy right now. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, I am really happy, but this game is not over. I knew it. I always knew it. I was like, man, I cannot celebrate. Sure enough, right after halftime, the Falcons went up. They scored another touchdown in the third quarter. It was Tevin Coleman that ran it in. 28-3. Which actually, Tevin Coleman's playing today for the 49ers. It was 28-3. And that's where that famous or infamous, however you want to call it. It is infamous for me. Quote, 28-3. They really were up 28-3. Hard to believe. If you ever think of a situation where you say, man, that's impossible. Only, what would it take for them to pull this off? Oh, it would take this, and that, right? Well, that is exactly what happened. Literally the perfect situation for the Patriots. Everything fell in line just perfectly for them to come back and tie the game. As it is, it's hard to believe that that actually happened. It happened. And if you watch the game, it's just insane and amazing how it all happened. If I was watching two teams that I, like, say today, you know, if this happened today, I would just be just blown away by how good the game was. But as a fan and what I went through as a Falcon fan, that shit killed me. And it killed me for a long time. And even when the game was over, you know, they ended up going overtime. And I was like, shit, I hope they get the ball because the Patriots are already, like, reeling, you know. Nope. Patriots got the ball. What did they do? They went to go score. And they beat them right then and there. Matt Ryan's MVP season just down the drain. He never got to touch the ball again, ever. It was the Patriots scored the touchdown to tie it at the end of the game. And then the Patriots got the ball back in overtime. So that's what really hurts as well. Because in my mind, I said, well, hell, if Matt Ryan had one more chance to tie it again, then what could have happened? You know, would he had, you know, driven down and won the game or whatever the case? We will never know. And as of now, Brady cemented even more so as one of the best of all time. And you got what you got. But, man, it hurt. It tore me up. I saw the memes online. That made it that much worse. Well, people felt to realize that the Falcons were initially underdogs. They were always underdogs. You know, they were never supposed to be put in that position. And that yet they were ready to beat the Patriots. And all they had to do was run the fucking ball in the fourth quarter. Who cares if you punted 3-4 times? It didn't matter. They were going to run out of time. But Kyle Shanahan, coaching today, he wanted a pass, which led to some holding penalties, to a strip sack, to other sacks being put out of position. Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, Freeman, all those guys, they should have been Super Bowl champs. I get it. I get it, guys. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, wah, wah, wah. I understand. Everybody that's not a Falcon fan, yeah, that's y'all's thoughts, but that's okay. I'm just saying, Falcons should have won the Super Bowl. As a fan, I was so excited. I can't imagine how the Chiefs or the 49ers fans feel right now because they're feeling how I was feeling 3 years ago. Very excited, very ready for the game, nerve-wracking, and I wish nothing but the best for those guys, and hope the Chiefs win. Hope, you know, the Chiefs, they haven't won a Super Bowl since back in the 60s, I believe. It's been that damn long. They've gotten, you know, they've had good teams, you know, in the last 15 years or so, whatever, but they haven't done it. So hopefully the Chiefs do it today. It'd be good for the city of Kansas City and all their fans, and for Andy Reid and, you know, Mahomes. This is just his first one, hopefully, if he wins. And we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, we'll switch gears and we'll go to Kobe Bryant's death. Man, what a tragic news. Actually, 1 week ago today, Kobe Bryant crashing his helicopter with his daughter, 13-year-old daughter Gigi, and seven other people, the pilot included, plus teammates and other families. Man, this news tore me up. I hated hearing that. I was actually at Six Flags in San Antonio whenever the news broke out. And so, you know, Six Flags, you're up and down, you're getting on rides, all that shit. And I remember I took a break just to relax a little bit because we had been up and down. I'll open up Facebook. First thing I see on TMZ is Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash, died. And I said, man, no way. Straight to Twitter. Everybody's trying to ask. And you got all these fake-ass news postings and this and that because everybody's trying to crack the news first. And, man, it's such a tragic news, man, that I heard for him. I'm not going to tell you that I was always the biggest Kobe fan, But I think if you like the game of basketball, period, I think you always kind of admired him. I think he made basketball better in the sense where he was just so competitive. He won 5 championships. I mean, he won a lot. So, you know, it's just, come on, man. I mean, he was awesome. And he was doing a lot of things with his, you know, with his family. He was coaching his daughter's team. And it was a big, you know, he was finally, you know, getting a rhythm of things, you know, retiring from the NBA. And then here this comes, you know, this tragedy happens. Gigi, 13 years old, young woman, barely about to start living life, you know, being a teenager, has, you know, obviously that opportunity got taken away from her in this tragic accident. And, you know, what more can we say that hasn't already been said? I mean, it's just so sad. I remember when I was a young kid playing Kobe Bryant's NBA Courtside. I love that game. That was for Nintendo 64. Maybe some of you guys, if y'all played it, y'all know what I'm talking about. That game was awesome. And that's how I knew as a kid. I didn't really know. So I grew up with my grandparents. They didn't watch sports. My dad wasn't around that much. And he didn't really, you know, fill me into the sports either. He wasn't into sports. So all this stuff, I had to get myself into it. And that was one of the games that I had. And that got me into basketball. Kobe Bryant's NBA Courtside, that was my first game. And anyway, that was just a quick little fact about that. How do you feel about Kobe Bryant's death, Steven? Any memories that you have or whatever, maybe playing in the streets or something, you know?
Yeah, whenever I lived in kind of a,
what is it? Like a few years ago?
Yeah.
Playing basketball.
Back in a not so good neighborhood or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd always be out playing basketball, right, with Adrian.
In the hood, basically.
Something like that. But no, we'd always play, you know. Everybody always talked about, you know, who was, like, the best or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd always hear Kobe, but I was like, I don't know. Because I think, I can't remember who got me in, like, which player.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was Dwayne Wade, honestly.
Really? That was your favorite player?
At the time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until middle school, really, or, like, high school.
Mm-hmm.
That I started to get, like, into Kobe a lot, because, like, I had a friend who was, you know, a diehard Kobe fan. He was like, man, Kobe's the best.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, like, even before that, like, I felt like I always agreed with that statement when people would try to make the argument.
Like,
of course, I had LeBron, you know,
the best. Yeah.
But if it was between, like, Kobe and Jordan, I always had Kobe.
Really?
Yeah, I never had Jordan or anything. So I was always up for Kobe. And when I heard the news, I was on a Discord call with my friends. And then my friend just says, hey, I think this guy, because he doesn't watch sports, he was like, this guy named Kobe died? I was like, I told him, I was like, bro, shut up. Like, I was just like, shut up. Because he likes to make jokes or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not lying.
He thought he was just joking. Huh?
Yeah. So then I checked for myself. And I'm just like, I was like, I didn't believe it.
Just, yeah, speechless.
I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
So that, like, you know, I was all in a happy mood. But then whenever I heard that.
Like,
the rest of that night, I was just.
And it just kept getting worse because, you know, it's already bad enough to say, like, he died, you know. It's like, he died. That happened. It was like, fuck, dude. Like, goddamn, He just retired just 3 years ago. And you know he busted his ass all the time.
Yep.
So it's not like he had, like, a free time all those years. You know, he was always basketball. Mm-hmm. Now he had his free time. Now he started doing shit. And then for it to just fucking take him like it did, man, that's tragic, man.
And what made it hurt or hit even more was whenever they said that his daughter was in there with him.
Oh, yeah.
I was just...
Yeah.
Yeah, speechless.
I hear you,
man. Still am. Like,
yeah. It's weird even talking about it. I hate to say that we're here now. And if you've seen those videos on Twitter and, you know, a lot of people I've talked to, like, like, I don't know if you've seen him, but I know, like, I remember I told, because Adrian messaged me, like, as soon as that happened, he just put Kobe with, like, dots.
Me too, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, fuck, man. Like, then I knew it was for real. And then I sent him some videos later on. He's like, I don't even want to watch. He's like, I don't want to watch. He said, because I can't handle it right now. He's like, it's too much, you know. And that's crazy because we feel that strongly about somebody that we never met in our lives. Let alone, I mean, I never saw him play. Would have been awesome, you know, but yeah, I didn't, you know, have money at the time and whatever. But it's just crazy how much of an impact he had and how close, you know, you get to these celebrities, to these basketball players, is, you know, it's insane. And it's a big loss for the NBA. And I hope they do him right and just kind of keep his memory alive. And I'm sure that will happen because this whole week has been all him, as it probably should have been.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with that, how the community is, like, you know, taking it in.
Yeah.
And, like, just everybody trying to stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a big loss, man. It is a huge, huge loss. And I know that their family will never hear us, but obviously we wish they have our condolences also. And it's tragic for the sport of basketball for him to be gone, because it would have been awesome to keep seeing Kobe courtside, you know, joking around with the guys.
Yeah, I feel like even off the court, he was still inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. He was mentoring
all
these players. And even, like, it's crazy that his reach was even, like, overseas.
Oh, yeah.
Because, what is it, in China, they, I don't know how long ago, they have a statue of him.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
I mean, it's just crazy. Like, his impact is crazy.
Oh, yeah. And he definitely reached out to many audiences. And a lot of people felt this, you know. It sucks, man. It's just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime you shoot a piece of paper ball in the trash can, never stop saying Kobe. Because that will be his thing. And that will always be a thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. We'll move on to our top three animes. This is the anime expert over here, Steven. He's gonna take it away. Give me your honorable mentions, and then give me number three, number two, and then your number one.
Okay.
Number one, number one, number one. That's the one that you love the most.
Okay. First, some honorable mentions. I'm gonna keep them. Sheesh. I don't know if I want to give you some, like, kind of older ones,
or you can, newer ones. You can just do, like, a few, yeah, a few. Old.
I'll mix in, like, one old one.
Okay.
Cause, not two.
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, no, it's hard.
Just do it, dude. It's all good. Just throw them out. All right. No big deal.
An honorable mention for top three would be Fate Zero. That one, I believe, came out in 2014.
Yeah.
But that is still a masterpiece. Like, if you compare it to any anime out right now, it's still far and above.
Pretty fucking
better
good
than those.
What is that? What's the name of it?
Fate Zero.
Fate Zero?
Yeah.
My God, keep that in mind.
That's a good one. I'll give a recent one, since, I don't know, I feel like it hasn't gotten that much talk anymore, as it did when it came out. The Promised Neverland. It's about, like, three kids in an orphanage, but I'm not going to spoil anything. But no anime has done what, like,
put that one, huh?
Yeah. Like, just the
And that's
intensity.
A newer one? Like, in that, the last couple of years?
Yeah, no, that came out last year.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it's getting a new season this year.
Yeah.
And then, oof. I'm going to give two more. I'll give two more than that.
Fuck it, man. You're good.
Because, all right.
Let it flow.
They're different genres. Mob Psycho.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. At first, before I started watching it, I heard it was like One Punch Man. And I honestly don't really like that show.
Yeah.
But as I got into it, Mob Psycho, I'm not one to really like a main character usually. But this guy, like, I don't know what, he just did it for me. Because his character development and just everything about the storyline was really good. And the next one will be, I think this show came out in 2011 or 12, 13, I don't know. It's called Angel Beats.
Mm-hmm.
That one, it's kind of got to do with, like, slice of life? No. It's like comedy, slice of life
kind of thing. Oh, okay.
But it's like, it gets really deep because it's about the afterlife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, so that sounds pretty good.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but that is one of the most emotional shows I've ever seen.
Oh, shit.
So.
Damn.
But like, yeah.
I have to check it out. All right. So give us your top three, man. Number three. Which one is it?
Number three will be Hunter x Hunter.
Yep. I've been meaning to watch that motherfucker for a long time already. I told you when I started watching it, man.
It's been like a year or two.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. I've been fucking up.
Yeah.
Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah, you can't. Those are two friends for me.
Fucking A.
But.
Hunter x Hunter. That show,
it is my number three because I watched it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
My senior year. Because my friend Adrian kept bugging me to watch it. I was like, I guess. But once I started to get into it, I did not stop watching.
Fucking Ben watched it.
Yeah. And the main character, he's not my favorite. But
the,
it's
the
more
one
wearing
the green?
Yeah. It's the other, his best friend, his name is Killua. He's my favorite. But he pretty much is a main character. He's like the main character as well. And I've got Killua up there, I think, as my favorite. Maybe. That or second, like, favorite male character of all time.
No shit. In anime.
In anime.
I'll be damned.
Second
overall anime. Which one?
Will be Clannad.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah,
I'm missing out on that.
Nah.
That's why the anime expert is here, guys. He can enlighten my ass.
It started off as a visual novel. And then they adapted it into an anime. And it turned out to be really good, too.
Really?
The adaption. Because the visual novel, you can get it like on Steam.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about it. It's like one of the best ones ever. If not the best. That one is... Angel Beach is right behind that one. As that is the most emotional one.
Oh, like, I got you.
I'm telling you, if you watch it right now, because it, you would connect to it, I believe, because they go through on, like, it's literally through their lives. So they start in high school all the way until they're...
Like older...
They're adults.
Yeah.
But that hit, like, really hard.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was a junior, and I was honestly depressed for...
Shit.
I was a real life depressed for maybe a couple weeks.
Motherfucker, dude.
Like,
that shit hit harder than the Lion King. Fucking Mufasa died. God damn.
And even my friend, he doesn't know. I'm gonna tell him. My friend, he watched it and he got so depressed, his mom literally took his door.
No shit.
She took his damn door.
Motherfucker, dude. I'll be fucking damned. I had no idea that it would be something that fucking intense. Shit, dude. Well, how about this? If you're not in a good state of mind, stay away from it because you don't want to kill yourself, okay?
Or, okay, no. Like that. If anything, that for a little bit. that might give you a little bit of that. But
so what was the name of that one again?
Clannad.
Clannad.
And it has two parts. Clannad is the first part when they're still in high school, and then there's another one called Clannad After Story.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that hit. I feel like that completely changed my train of thought.
No shit.
Like, I'd wake up every day. I'd be like, damn. I don't know.
No, but sometimes it's good watching something like that.
No. I mean, it's really good. Like, once you watch it, you learn to appreciate things, like,
gotcha,
more. Like,
yeah.
It's
maybe, like, family life.
Yeah.
Hell, just even taking a breath.
If you have a wife or a kid, you'll, like... You'll definitely connect to it.
Gotcha.
A lot more.
That's good, man. Good shit. What about number one? What's number one? What's the top fucking anime for you?
Number one no question, nothing ever in this world will come near it, is Naruto.
Naruto, damn, Naruto. That is still one that I have not even come close to watching. Not even one episode, man.
There's a lot of fillers, but you could just skip them, I think.
But still, Naruto, that's the...
That is the... When I think of anime, that is the first thing that comes to mind, ever. I started watching it back in third grade.
Oh, shit.
When I had one of, like, my old best friend got me into it. Yeah. Because he told me about it, and I started playing the games, and then I started watching, and then, like, I read a little bit of the manga. So, I followed it. I don't know how old you are in third grade, but...
I think you're, like, 8.
8? All right. Yeah. So, all the way from 8 to...
Typically around 8.
to I was 17.
Damn.
So, that's...
Because they kept putting new episodes out.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
and
that...
the show ended in 2017.
Oh, shit. So, it just... It ain't that long ago, then.
Yeah, three
I thought
years
this
ago.
Was, like, oh, shit. I've been out of, like, well, I've been out of, like, you know, the anime. I just started watching anime. That's us from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
You know.
The original Naruto came out in, like, 2002, 2004. Mm. But, yeah, so I watched that, of course, the original. And then Shippuden, which is when they're teens.
Hmm.
So that, and no, my favorite character is not Naruto, even though he's the main character.
Is it the guy behind you over there?
Yeah. I have a figure of him. It's Sasuke.
Sasuke?
He's in contention, like I said, with number one, him and Killua.
That guy from Hunter x Hunter?
Yeah. It's so close. Hmm. But him as a character, a lot of people didn't like him just because of his train of thought or whatever. But, I mean, he's just bad. You'd have to watch it to understand how...
Well, I can't promise that I will watch and catch up, but I will definitely keep it in mind, especially if that's your number one. It's got to be number one for a reason. I mean, you're not the only one to ever bring it up. Many people have told me that they have watched Naruto and they do believe it's one of the top up there, you know. My top three obviously wouldn't look like yours, and I've told you that before we started this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm very basic. I watch what's mainstream. Yeah, whatever. Talk your shit. That's fine. I don't care. I just watch it. I enjoy it. Obviously, my number one, my number two, my number three, very different. I would say my number three would be Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. That's my number three. Mm-hmm. Number two would be My Hero Academy. And then number one would be Dragon Ball Z or Super, whatever, or Kai, whatever you want to call it. Dragon Ball as a whole, I love that shit. And again, I am a lot more mainstream, so it is a little different in how you judge those lists. I'm glad that you, like, our top three look completely different, mm-hmm. you know, and you even threw in some honorable mentions. So these are all good stuff. A lot of people, they don't watch anime. Some of the older guys that I know, friends or whatever, because, I don't know, maybe they think, oh, it's cartoons, blah, blah, blah. But, man, if you get past that part where you're too scared to be a kid, whatever the case.
Yeah, you think it is.
Just like Steven mentioned, I mean, you get some shit out of it. I mean, where he says, hey, he watched this one, that it just changed his fucking train of thought altogether on life. I mean, imagine that. So, if people would give these anime a chance... Just like you do Netflix and you watch shows there, you know, I think it would change your way of thinking about these kind of shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm telling Clannad, I'm bringing it up again. Clannad, yeah, you know how these girls like to watch their soap operas?
Yeah.
That show, you can compare it kind of to like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Like it's very like emotional, intense,
hmm.
a lot of, you know, the struggle.
Yeah.
Like it's really good.
And you watch all these in Japanese, not in English.
Do not watch in English.
Steven's a big, big, big contributor. He really says, if you're going to watch this shit, you watch it in Japanese.
Because right? all this stuff comes from Japan.
I understand.
So you're getting it from the heart.
Yeah.
you know,
the voices and everything.
Everything.
And just, I was, you know what, I was hesitant to do shit like that until Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Whenever they had that season where I think I picked up on episode 95 or some
it
shit.
It was on Super, yeah.
On Super, and I was like, you know what, the hell with it, I'll fucking watch it in Japanese. And I, thankfully, I did not wait for it to come out in English, because I loved it. Yeah. I loved it, watching it in Japanese. My lifestyle, like I told him, I have to watch it in English sometimes because I got three kids, my wife, and, you know, maybe they talk to me while I'm watching, and I like to at least kind of know if I look that way, I'll still hear it. If I watch it in Japanese, obviously, I have to look at the subtitles, and I have to focus a little more. But, yes, like he said, if you can, if you have the time, watch it in Japanese. It definitely, you get it to where it's the actual language they speak and the actual emotion of the characters and adaptations and all that stuff. So, yeah, definitely check it out, all of them.
And one more thing about, like, and the main reason why these voice actors from Japan are so, like, into it and passionate, because, like, the way we see celebrities here is pretty much what they are over there. Like, they make easily, like, six figures, like, so much money.
Yeah.
And they work really hard. But over here, if you... Like, try and even name one English... Oh, no. You gotta be known with voice actors, but...
Yeah.
These guys over here in America, like, they're... How do I say? The importance isn't as big, or the impact of the voice actors here is not as big as over there.
I see.
Like, just recently, two voice actors over there got married... And it was literally, like, on the news, like, so many people were talking about
it. It was, like, a big deal.
It's a big
deal. So that's what you're saying. So, like a movie star over here.
Yeah.
They're as big over there, voice actors.
They're literally.
Actresses, yeah, you know, whatever. Say, like somebody like fucking Tom Cruise or something.
Exactly.
As big as he is over here in the U.S., over there, the voice actors, they're as big as Tom Cruise is over here.
Yeah. You're saying, right? Like, just. Extremely big.
Oh,
like,
that's, I didn't know that shit. I'm telling you, man. I mean, I'm glad that we had this conversation and you joined in on this, because there's a lot of this might be little stuff. I had no idea. I mean, you know, it's good to know that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, guys, hey, that was our anime section for that. I'll try and watch some more, and I can review it and let you guys know. Hey, Steven was on top of his shit, or. He was out of his ass, but you know what? I believe him. I think he's good. He knows his anime, so I trust him fully, and I would trust him if I were you. So give those shows a shot. Funimation, either on Funimation.com or Crunchyroll, or you might be lucky and they'll have some on Netflix. I don't know. But yeah, definitely check it out. So the last thing that I wanted to just throw out, I had forgotten. I remembered whenever we were discussing our topics was... The Pokemon Sword and Shield expansion pack. I am excited as hell for this. I know whenever the game came out and they said, oh, only 400 are going to be there. I was kind of like, man, only 400. And a lot of people, like say like my wife or whatever, she stopped watching after the initial, you know, Kanto region. So all she knew was 150. Now it's like well over 800, yeah. 900. It's a big ass number, right? So... 400, even though it seems like a lot, man, it's really not. And a lot of favorites that, say, you had or I had, they're not there. I need my boy Poliwrath back. I don't know if he's going to be back, but I want him back. That's just one for me. And I'm very happy to hear that they're going to start bringing a lot of these old guys back, a lot of the starters,
yeah.
Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and their evolutions and stuff like that. What did you notice from there, besides from that, did you... like from it,
the trailer from the expansion,
yeah, the trailer.
Oh, well, the new scenery, like the, what is it? I believe it's like the, it's like kind of like Arctic.
Oh yeah,
style.
Yeah.
I like that. And then how they're bringing in, oh my god, I really like that in this game, like that they brought in, like that you can customize your characters.
Oh dude,
with different hairstyles, clothes. Cause I like fashion or whatever, and I like even in games, like customizing my character to look how I want him to. So I thought the fact that they're bringing even more in is good. And they're bringing new Pokemon, right?
Yeah. New Pokemon. I'm in. I think some of those are legendaries.
Yeah.
And even some of the ones from Kanto, like Zapdos, Moltres, Articuno. Yes. Those guys, they're getting like reimagined, but like, I guess it would be reimagined.
Because
Zapdos looks fucking bad to me. He looked like a fucking big ass Roadrunner.
Yeah.
He looks, to me, I always loved Zapdos. He was always my favorite from those three guys. But they look awesome. Yeah, some of these new designs, dude, they look fucking bad.
Yep.
Actually, Emilio himself had asked me about the game, about playing it. And he told me, he's like, man, I don't know. I'm not too convinced of it. Dude, if you haven't played Pokemon Sword or Shield, give it a shot. Give it a chance. It is awesome. Steven here can say the same thing.
Yep.
He loved the game. I love the game. I would rate it 9 out of 10. The lowest, 10 out of 10 in its best day. I personally love it. New expansion pack coming. Instead of having a new game, I can still have the expansion pack.
Yeah.
So that means that they really put in effort in this thing. Because usually, traditionally, Pokemon Company, whatever, they release a new game every year, for what my memory serves right. It could be a freaking, like a black 2 or white 2 or whatever the case. But they didn't do that this time. They just said, you know what? I think they already had this in the works. They said, fuck it. We'll just expand the one we have. It's good.
Yep.
And add on all these extra features and shit. I'm excited. Check it out, guys. I really recommend it. Any last words?
No.
On Pokemon?
No, or anything? No, I'm just really happy that they did do that expansion. They didn't give us some, like, BS. How they did with, like, what was it? Sun and Moon Ultra. I didn't even play those games, but I heard they were trash.
I had to check them out. No, they weren't trash. They were pretty good. I actually do miss the Mega Evolutions.
X and Y was really good.
Yeah, X and Y was good.
Those were good.
My favorite, I think, aside from the, you know, Red, Blue, and Yellow, obviously my all-time favorite was Yellow, because that's the very first one I ever had.
Yeah.
Yellow was the first Pokemon game I ever had. That was my all-time favorite. And can nobody change my damn mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the one after that was I really, really dove in, I believe it was Pearl. Pokemon Pearl.
Okay.
I fucking love Pearl. And then actually, it was Sapphire. I ended up playing it to way after. And I know you guys had it. Matter of fact, you sold me the game, Sapphire, for the Game Boy Advance SP. Yeah, you had it. And so that was a good game. But my favorite, Pokemon Yellow, Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
I thought was fucking badass. And then X and Y was fucking badass. And then now this game is badass. And the Gigantamax and Dynamax, all that shit will grow on you. Trust me, at first I wasn't convinced.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think of it. I was like, yeah. I don't know, it's kind of weird.
I wasn't convinced, but it grew on you. As you were playing the game, you're like, okay, I can see, you know, like I see how this works, and I like the new things they messed with, where Dynamax Pokemon, the higher rank they are, the better their IVs and shit like that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, those are the last thoughts on Pokemon. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much for joining me on this episode. Emilio will more likely be back. We'll probably put out another episode here in the next couple days. We've been slacking. I get it. I know it. For all you 10 fans out there, however it is that you guys listen to, we really appreciate it. And anytime we post, please let us know if you want us to talk about a certain topic or subject or whatever the case that you want us to focus on. Man, we will happily do that and bring it up. So we got much more left to talk about. We'll save it for another day. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. This is Two Man Blitz with Ken.
Steven.
Thank you.
Thank you.